So Michael had asked if we would like to do something for his album, but he wanted it to be a duet.
Okay.
With his sister. And the first thing we did is called Janet and said, is this cool, Janet? Because, you know, and she said, yeah, let's do it. And I remember Janet came to Minneapolis when we were creating tracks. We decided we'd just create like 5 or 6 different tracks and see which ones he liked. And I remember she picked the one he'd like, the one that ended up being Scream. She said, that's the one he's going to like. And we said, how do you know? And she said, because I know my brother.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, okay, cool. Uh-huh. And interestingly enough, out of that batch of songs also came her song, which ended up becoming a Runaway on her album. And it was funny because she said, I hope he doesn't like this one because I want this one for myself. And so it all worked out as it should have worked out. But Scream was amazing. And it was, for us, probably our most impactful studio moment was when he went in to actually sing the song very kind of quiet and and mellow, but he was wearing hard shoes and he was wearing kind of jingle jangle things like you're not supposed to do in the studio. He was breaking all the studio rules. And I remember the plan was we're in New York recording. We're in New York and Janet's, and the idea was Michael was going to do his vocal, then Janet was going to do her vocal.
Right.
So Michael gets in and starts singing. The song comes on and he starts spinning and dancing and woo! And Terry and I are like, we're like at a concert. We're like, ah! We're like screaming like some girls, right? And when he finished, it was silent for a minute, and we were like, we had nothing to say. And he goes, how was that? We're like, oh, yeah, Mike, yeah, that was good. He says, you want me to do it again? He says, yeah, Mike, go ahead and do it again. Like, we were just, Janet leans in, she's sitting between us, she leans in, and she just goes, I'll do my vocal in Minneapolis. She wanted no part of following Michael, and I don't blame her.
Uh-uh.
Last part of that story, or the epilogue, as Terry likes to say, I say, the epilogue of the story was, we went to Minneapolis, we did Janet's vocal.
Right.
We sent it to Michael. Michael said, wow, Janet's vocal sounds really good. And we said, yeah, it turned out good. Where'd she record her vocal? We said, Minneapolis. He said, oh. He said, I'm going to come to Minneapolis and do my vocal. So... He had the competitiveness even with his sister at that point. And he did come to Minneapolis. We might have used maybe 10% of the vocal he did in Minneapolis. It was all what he did in New York was the magic. Anyway, it was a great experience to do. What a, you know, obviously history-making experience.
All right. Great. Thank